Yes, I'm Daria. Welcome to TrueMetal.it. How are you doing today?
Very good, very well. It's a pleasure to talk to you.
My pleasure too. Very good to hear you and know you. Listen, you joined Sepultura in 1987. What is the greatest memory so far of these years?
Well, fortunately, we have I have amazing memories from this time. You know, Sepultura is almost celebrating, you know, almost 30 years of a career next year.
Yes.
I joined the band in '87, and since then, you know, with Schizophrenia, we got our deal, our contract with Roadrunner, which was a great memory, you know, to release an album worldwide, Beneath the Remains, back in '89. And with Beneath the Remains, we start touring the world and stuff. And, you know, it's a great story, a unique story from Brazil, from South America, going around the world and still here, you know, jamming and playing everywhere. It feels great, you know, it feels really great to be here. Sounds good.
Okay, great, great. And there would be so many things to ask and talk about. But today we will talk mainly about your upcoming album, The Mediator Between Head and Hands Must Be the Heart, which will come
Yes.
out on, well, let's say in 1 week from now in Europe. How this album differs to your earlier efforts?
Well, every Sepultura album we bring something new. I mean, that's the spirit of Sepultura. You know, regardless of the formation, we always have like different albums from each other, you know, because we have the privilege to travel to every time and to see new things and new bands and new countries, new culture. So that stuff always keep us very alive and fresh with the ideas and stuff, you know. But I think the main difference from this album, it's our new drummer, you know, Eloy Casagrande, which is 22 years old. An amazing musician, you know, one of the best drummers I ever played with. Besides being young, he has a lot of experience. He started playing drums very early, with 8 years old, and you know, he toured with different bands already in Europe and many different places and stuff. And so he's the main difference from the other albums, because it's the first album we do together, and he bring a new way of playing drums, new possibilities on drums, you know. He had endless possibilities. You
You
know,
mean?
he's an amazing, amazing musician. Yeah, I think that's the main difference. Now, of course, working with Ross Robinson, you know, the producer, we worked with Roots, but back in '95. But now, you know, after 15 years, 20 years, I mean, we're here again, working together again, and that also brings lots of different sounds for Sepultura and different atmospheres and stuff. So, I mean, every album, it's a new album. The name says it's new, you know, it's like new possibilities, new ideas, and new things to make.
Yeah, that's true. And in fact, you already nearly replied to my next two questions. I was going up to ask about the new drummer Eloy and the new sound that he's bringing along. And then I wanted to ask about the producer Ross Robinson. You already talked about that, but and then also the co-producer was Steve Evetts. But anything else you would like to tell about these corporations?
Yeah, it was great to work with Ross again. He understands Sepultura so much. You know, we're great friends. I love the way he works, you know, the more spiritual and more connected to the moment and stuff and the performance and everything. And he brought lots of really great energy to the recording. And Steve Evetts, you know, he mixed the album and he respects that, you know, because he knows Ross a lot. They work together in many different projects. And Steve Evetts also worked with Sepultura before, producing two albums, Roar Back and Nation, you know. So it was great to have both working with us, you know. Both knows they know Sepultura very well, and we feel at home, you know, working with them. So I think the combo was perfect for the sound that we have, and we always try to bring the sound of Sepultura on stage to the studio, you know, with like noises and even mistakes and stuff, and that's great because Ross, like I said, you know, very very happy with the result.
And by the way, this album is the first one since Against in 98 that you recorded outside of Brazil. Why this choice? Only because of Ross Robinson, or were there other reasons?
I think mostly because of Ross Robinson, because he has a really nice home studio that is located in Venice Beach, you know, a beautiful place. He had all the equipment there. He has, you know, his environment work, and so he is actually home, you know, doing the stuff. He knows very well the equipment he's dealing with. Plus, we are in Los Angeles, you know, anything we need, it's very easy. You know, there's no city like Los Angeles or maybe New York, you know, for equipment and, yeah, and musicians that have special guitars and special keyboards and effects and stuff like that. Yeah. So, I mean, it's great that that we were in a city like that, you know, like, yeah, Los Angeles, that we are near everything. So, I mean, it made sense for us to be there. It was much easier to be at Russ's environment instead of bringing him down to Brazil to be, yeah, here, you know.
Yes, that's great. And if you had only three words to describe this album, what would they be?
That's kind of hard. I mean, but I like to say that we do very honest music. You know?
Yes.
We don't try to fool anyone. We don't try to cheat anyone. I mean, we're very honest. We are what we are, yeah, and you know, and that's it. I mean, I think this is something that's very important for us to be honest to yourself and do whatever we want to do with music. So I think this album can be like that as well. You know, I think very honest music could be three words that could surmise, you know, what we're doing, you know, yeah, since day one, pretty much.
And talking about the songwriting process, what would you like to tell me about it?
Well, songwriting started basically with me, like, writing, you know, riffs and parts and ideas and direction. And me and Eloy, you know, Eloy also wrote some drum parts at his house, and we started to exchange, you know, ideas and stuff. And in February this year, you know, we met in our studio in São Paulo, and then we start really developing all the ideas together with Derek and Paulo, you know, Paulo putting his bass and Derek bringing his vocal lines and stuff. Yeah. Was it basically like we wrote everything for this album, and me and Derek we work on the lyrics and the topics and the song titles and everything. So it is like a group effort in the end, you know. And then Ross comes and bring his suggestions and changes and you know, try to create the atmospheres, and he really brings this even better, you know. So yeah. I mean, it's a whole process, like, you know, of a group or a team effort that, you know, at the end everybody have a really important part on the writing process as well, you know.
That's very, very important too. And by the way, you have said that although the album was inspired by the film Metropolis that came out in 1927, it's not intended to be a concept album. So
yes,
why won't you tell me about it?
Yeah, I think I was inspired basically by the phrase that really is the main message behind the movie, you know.
Yeah.
It's the meaning, head and hands must be the heart, which is the title of the album. It's a long phrase, but at the same time, it's a complete phrase with a very powerful, strong message, you know,
yes,
which is, you know, it shows that you have information in your head and action through your hands. Mm. Without your heart, without your human feeling, without argumenting or have any saying on any type of protest, yeah, you're nothing more than a robot, you know,
yes,
just receiving information and acting according to information without knowing why, you know. So it's really important for us as human beings not to lose that ability, you know, not to lose the ability of our brain to create our own point of view, to have our freedom of choice and speech, and really go after information, you know, not only the main information on television, on newspaper, but open your possibilities, open your mind to new concepts and new ideas. And I think that's the main message of the movie itself, you know,
yes,
like to get away from the robotized world of the workers, you know, trying to actually working towards one goal, you know, for a few people and stuff. And we see a lot of that today, you know, like people, yes, having their minds really attached to certain concepts and really being afraid of leaving those concepts and stuff, you know, and,
yes,
and, you know, smartphones and chips under your skin and globalized ideas and stuff, you know. I mean, we have really to be careful not to lose that ability of a human being really to have your own brain and to create your own concepts about things, to live around those concepts, you know?
Yeah, and so you want to bring us back to the more near to the humanity and the people itself.
Yeah, exactly, not to lose that, you know, because otherwise we'll be totally enslaved and robotized, you know, and
yeah.
And we talk about, you know, religion, we talk about politics, we talk about natural phenomena like tsunami or inner feelings like grief, you know.
Yeah.
And everything is related to this heart, to this human feeling, not to lose that, you know.
Yes, that's great. And also the former Slayer drummer Dave Lombardo played the additional drums on the track Obsessed. How did you came up to this cooperation?
Great, because it happened without planning, you know, because like I said, the studio, Ross Studio, is located in a beautiful beach in Venice Beach and stuff, and mm-hmm. and Dave Lombardo was there at the beach hanging out with his dog and his kids, you know, having a good time with his family.
Yeah.
And Dave Lombardo called Ross, you know, hey, I'm around, what's going on? And Ross told, yeah, I'm recording Sepultura, you want to come by and jam? And say, yeah, why not, you know, it was like that, you know, totally unexpected. And he came to the studio and he spent some hours there with Eloy, you know, jamming the drums and stuff. And it was amazing. You know, it was a great honor to have him on the album. It's a privilege, you know, to have an idol like Dave Lombardo from Slayer, you know, ex-Slayer. But, you know, his history with Slayer and his influence that from Slayer is so important, you know. And it was a privilege to have him there, you know. It was great.
That was great, yeah, indeed. So what is or are your favorite songs in this album and why, if it's possible to choose?
Yeah, it's hard. I mean, it's like choosing your best son or something, you know. Like every song is such a different, you know, approach and feeling. But I really like Trauma of War, which opens the album. It's very raw, very fast. I love The Vatican, you know, mm-hmm. including the a friend of mine, Renato Zanuto, which is a ranger conductor here in Brazil, did for us, you know. I like Grief a lot, which is a very different song for Sepultura.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Very slow, very deep,
yes.
Clean guitar and clean vocals. So, I mean, there's so many different stuff on the album. I love them all, but I think these three are really special.
Yes, great. And what could be the best song on the stage?
Yeah, we're practicing the show now because we have a tour coming up in November in the States and Canada.
Yeah.
And then in February and March, we're going to be in Europe, you know.
Yeah.
And so Manipulation of Tragedy seems to be live. And The Age of the Atheist as well, you know, very powerful songs that are flowing great on practice, you know. So can't wait really to jam those live. I mean, they fit very well with the old Sepultura stuff, and I think it's going to be great to jam those live.
Okay, great. And then, in fact, you released recently the track The Age of the Atheist from this album. What has been so far the feedback from your fans and critics?
Oh, great. I mean, the fans love it and the haters hate. I mean, you know,
that's
but it's been very positive overall. You know, I mean, it's a song that don't really reflects everything that we're doing. I mean, we have more extreme stuff and, you know, the clean parts and more percussive shit and stuff. But it is a song that it's very Sepultura vibe, you know, and I think it reflects a little bit of everything that we ever did. And It's very straightforward, but it's been very positive, you know. It's great to see the feedback that people are really enjoying the sound and everything. And I can't wait for the album to come out for the big picture, you know.
Yes, in one week. Listen, yes. I know that the time is running, but I'd like to ask about the album artwork created by
no
Sandre Wagner. What
yes.
was the idea behind it?
Yeah, it was great because I know we have a friend in common who actually presented me with Alexandre Wagner works, you know.
Yeah.
And I love the style of like charcoal and the way he does like overlaying and, mm-hmm. and he takes some time really to do the stuff. But this painting that is on the album was done like a year or 2 years ago, you know.
Yeah.
And I was surprised to see how perfectly it fit with the concept that we actually, Alexandre didn't do the cover specifically for Sepultura, but he did it anyway, you know, without knowing, you know.
Yes.
So the artwork was done a while ago, and when I saw it, I said, fuck, man, this is perfect for what we need.
That is ours.
So it's great, yeah.
Yeah, but it's the best way if it happens like that, because then you realize that that's it. Why should we think further, because we have found it already.
Definitely.
Yes.
Definitely.
Then you talked already, I mentioned already about this tsunami of metal tour that starts on the 1st of November in Hollywood.
Yes.
And then again, for February, we will see you in Europe with Legend of the Damned and the Flotsam and Jetsam. Unfortunately, I don't see there any shows here in Italy, which
Not
I
yet,
yeah,
yes.
that's shame, but let's hope next time. But could you tell me about this set list? Have you decided for it already?
Yes, we have a pretty good idea what to do. I mean, of course, we're gonna have lots of the new stuff. You know, we're very excited to play these new songs live. And but you know, at the same time, every Sepultura show, we play the history of the band. You know, regardless of the formation or the label or the management. You know, we love to respect our fan and play everything. You know, as possibly as we can in a show. But
Yes.
of course, the new stuff. You know, to have this new element on the set list, but at the same time we play all the history of the band, and you know, we like to celebrate the history of Sepultura every night with our fans, and that's the beauty of it all, you know, and have a good time. I think
Yeah.
the whole purpose of it is really to enjoy ourselves and really to express, you know, our feelings and enjoy, really, you know. But it's going to be a complete set list with the whole history of Sepultura, but of course based on the new album.
Yes, and how many minutes you will play around?
We play 1.5 hours, basically, you know, but
Wow.
it could go longer, you know, it depends. I mean, but basically, minimum 1.5 hours we are on stage and playing lots of music. We don't talk too much, we play a lot of stuff, you know.
That's great. So let the music talk. Okay. Listen,
Yes.
I would like to ask one provocative question. Can I?
Sure.
Okay, Max Cavalera has said in a recent interview that talking about the possibility of Sepultura reunion, he said that it's possible, but it's very difficult. A lot of
Politicians.
politicians are involved with the Sepultura guys and their management. They are managed by a dentist, and he doesn't know anything about the business. So, what would you like to comment on this?
I don't like to comment anything. I mean,
Okay.
it's funny. It's like his book is like a science fiction, you know. It's crazy, but he's entitled to say whatever he wants, you know. I mean, we have freedom of speech, and I think he have a brain and a mouth, and he might as well speak up, you know.
Yeah.
But I mean, I have so many better stuff to think about, you know. We are so busy doing looking towards the future and enjoying what we do, and it's been a long time that I really don't pay attention of Max says on interviews on anything, because it's very contradictory to himself, you know. Every time he's talking something different about the same topic, and I don't care what we thinks about, what the wishes he has and stuff. I really don't care. I mean, I have much better stuff to do, you know, better
Yes.
things to do. I have a great band and a great family, and I enjoy my life a lot, and I have no energy to lose on those things, you know.
Listen, just a couple of hours ago, you released on your Facebook the album teaser. So, will there be still other surprises for your fans coming up before the release?
I mean, we are trying to release the ideas. We have this blog that this Brazilian newspaper followed the whole recording process, and you know, it was great that we have this ability through the internet to show what we're doing in the studio and to have a straight connection to our fans and stuff like that. So it's great to have these possibilities. I
Yes.
mean, a surprise is a surprise, you know, be aware.
So you won't reveal anything. I mean,
No.
this interview will come out in a couple of weeks, so you
Yeah.
can tell me anything you want.
No, I mean, release, you know. So I mean the next step really is to put out the album. You know, we're releasing many different formats, you know, vinyl, even with the caipirinha, you know, example, to do your own drink together with the album and to enjoy Sepultura music with the Brazilian taste, you know, dish pack and stuff like that. So, and they're preparing two video clips for the album. We're going to shoot the video clips next week, you know. So here in Brazil, we're going to do a video clip for the song The Vatican, which it's coming out first. Yeah. And then another clip for the song we did for the Brazilian band Chico Science and Nação Zumbi, Da Lama ao Caos, which is the last song on the album, you know.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Very excited to do that, you know, with the same director here in Brazil. And it's going to be something very amazing that, you know, pretty soon, 2 or 3 weeks after the album comes out, we expect to have the video done and we're going to release worldwide.
Okay, great, great. So we are nearly at the end. And so the album comes out in 1 week. So besides all these interviews that you surely have to do, how are you going to spend this week? Maybe football?
Football always, yes. I mean, all either watching football or, you know, playing. Of course, we are very focused on the recording, you know, the release of the album, of course. And, you know, we're preparing the tour for United States next month, you know, so we are practicing. After this, I'm going to practice, you know, to meet the guys and really continue the preparation. Three special shows next week here in Brazil as well.
Yeah.
We're going to do the whole Chaos AD album,
yeah,
plus some of the new stuff, you know, from the new songs. And it's going to be three concerts here in São Paulo, special for that. And after that, we go on tour for the new album, you know. So very, very busy towards that, you know, preparing like two shows and the release of the album.
Yeah, maybe you just have to leave the football after the tour or something.
So. Yes, I know.
Or you take the football with you wherever you go. listen, as I thank you very much for this chat, and now the word is yours. What are your greetings to your fans and RuMetal.it readers?
I just have to say a powerful thank you for all those years of support. And it's great to be here still with a great album, great label, enjoying what we're doing. And can't wait to go back and play, you know. Of course, we go into Europe now on the first leg, but we always go to Europe through 3 or 4 times, you know, on the album cycle, you know. So,
that's
of course, we're going to be in Italy very soon.
Okay.
And hopefully to see everybody there to celebrate Sepultura music, you know.
Yes, I will be there.
Great.
Sure. Yes.
That's good.
So, okay. So I leave you now, Andreas, to your other interviews. But I wish you all the best for today and for this coming week and the release, of course. So,
thank you very much.
See you on the road, Andreas.
All right, see you soon. Bye-bye.
Yes, bye-bye.